I was contacted by local people and people involved in the tourist industry around Inishgoan to look to see who's the Blanta and have them removed as they are an eyesore on what we would say is one of the most beautiful parts of the Northwest, the Inishgoan Beach. And it was affected, you know, points on tidy towns and stuff like that. So we're hopeful now that action will be taken to have them removed.
And as you mentioned there as well, the height of the tourism season, it's not really something that you kind of want for visitors coming into the area.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful area. And, you know, we spent 60,000 on that pier last year, and it costs money to keep those piers up to standard, so we want to ensure that access is free there for every type of leisure craft and for the tourism industry and the fishermen. So hopefully action will be taken now after this motion. What's going to happen now is that the council will try and contact the owners and ask them to remove them, and hopefully then after that, if there will be signs put on the boats to be removed in such length of time. And if that doesn't happen, then the council will take action to remove them. In Sligo Harbour, boats have been removed that have been parked there for years, and it's just a continuation of that policy that these things can't be left there as eyesores.